but it's true. That's why he never wins. That's why he never ever has enough to treat his lady right. He just pushes her away in a huff and says, money don't matter tonight. Money don't matter tonight.
Very good morning and welcome to the show with my co-host today, Richard Manson of Flying Elephant. Today we are looking at companies who operate responsibly, follow maybe a philanthropic approach to their company ethos and marketing. And we're going to be looking at some skincare, and I'll be finding out from Richard what his skincare regime is. How much do you spend on your skincare regime? How important to you is it in that when you go into the shop to purchase your cleanser or toner or soap, whatever it may be, that you actually really do shop around, read what the ingredients are, look where that product comes from? So yes, they're the kind of conversations we'll be having this morning. Now, before we get into the discussions, I have got a giveaway. This is a wonderful 500 dirham voucher to Sarah Beauty Lounge. So as we're starting off talking about skincare, well, here you go. Here's a wonderful salon in the heart of Media City there, up just by, in between actually, Knowledge Village and Media City. And Sarah Lounge really bringing elegance redefined with their hair stylists. You can have your nails done, you can have your treatments, all there at Sarah Beauty Lounge. So if you'd like to go into the draw today and win the 500 dirham voucher, then just text in why you think you would benefit from such a voucher, from such a treatment at Sarah Beauty Lounge. Why would you benefit today from a beauty treatment? 4001 is the text number. So, Mr. Manson,
yes,
your cleansing regime, do you have one?
Oh, it's very dramatic and it's very long. I have to say, Suzanne, sort of beauty products and cleansing and moisturizers are not something that I've not sort of got into the sort of wave of consumerism with it.
Ah, you think it's consumerism?
Well, I think...
Don't you need to be clean and have a glowing complexion?
I am clean, but there's nothing wrong with a bar of Zest.
Oh, is that what you wash your face with?
Yes, yeah, soap.
Soap. The Zest soap, is it?
Well, it's not necessarily Zest.
Okay.
But I use a bar of soap and I use shower gels and shampoo.
And is it the same bar of soap, the same brand? Every time?
No, it's the one that I pick up in the...
Random bar of soap that you pick up.
And normally my mum buys it when she's over. and I get a six pack that lasts me the year.
Wow. Okay, I've got to have a look now at Richard's face. Have a closer look. Let me have a look. Okay, actually, you know, you've got a good complexion, actually.
It's the Irish genes.
Is it?
Good stock.
So you're spending on your bar of soap, what, I don't know, 8 dirhams, something like that? 6 dirhams, 5 dirhams?
I mean, for me personally, as you know, Suzanne, years and years ago, I used to be an actor. And in those days, one thought that, you know, their face, their appearance, their look, you know, would help one get work. So I did actually, for a time in my 20s, spend quite a bit of money on sort of anti-wrinkle cream and scrubs and washers and that sort of thing, and I didn't notice any difference. So maybe I didn't do it for long enough. I'm terrible at sort of you know, keeping to a routine and that sort of thing, so I sort of go through fads and probably don't see it through. But certainly these sort of products aren't on my shopping list. I'm hoping that maybe by the end of the 2 hours today they may be. Maybe
okay.
I'll be converted to taking more care of my skin and using things that are going to make me look 40 when I'm 60.
Well, we're going to be talking to the founders of Human and Kind, and their products apparently are completely Completely Natural, and we'll be exploring the origins of this company, how it came about, and what their vision is, and getting into the idea of, you know, responsible consumerism. And that goes two ways, obviously, from the consumer also. So what part we play in the relationship between the product and the consumer. So when you go into a store, for you, clearly you're not looking, you're not picking up your soap and looking on the back and looking and seeing what it's made of or where it's come from.
Absolutely not.
No, so you just think, I've been told that soap cleans my face, so that's what I'm going to clean my face with.
Yes.
Like your mother? Is your mother a soap and water person?
Yeah, I mean, I think they are, and I think, you know, I think sort of society has changed in this. You know, when I think back to my sort of grandparents, all they had in their bathroom would be a bar of soap. And then more so, you know, my mum does obviously use more of the moisturiser and stuff. My dad, again, just a bar of soap. But I'm wondering if it's a generational thing. I mean, how much more money would you spend on products than your own mum does?
Mm.
You know, and is there any sort of huge differences in appearance because of that?
Yeah, it's a good point, isn't it? Now, when I think about my mother, I know that I'm spending more money than her on cleansers and, you know, that taking care of your skin, that regime. It doesn't have to be beauty. I mean, it is beauty. That's what we call it. But what I'm talking about is, I mean, you know, what I feel I have to do every day to have a healthy skin.
Mm. But how necessary is that? I mean, when I have sort of ventured into the aisles with these sort of products, I see there's things for under the eye, over the eye, behind the ear, round the mouth. You know, are all of these things absolutely essential to have in one's cabinet, and are they going to make a difference? And what worries me is that if this trend that I sort of see that we've just sort of casually noticed, you know, our children's children, what are they going to be spending? You know,
what are they going to be doing? What are the products are they going to be putting on their skin? So, okay, so I think my grandmother was definitely soap and water lady, but the same bar of soap, you know, as in the same brand. My mother, I think, has gone one step and doesn't just use soap and water. She'll use a cleanser, but probably, you know, just a high street off the shelf. She won't spend a lot of money. I think in her mind it would be a waste of money.
Right.
But just does what she thinks she should do for your skin. Now, you've met my mother. She was here recently.
Yes.
And she's got good skin, hasn't she?
Yeah, she looked absolutely amazing. In the Dubai sunlight, you couldn't see any of the cracks or wrinkles. Tony, if you're listening.
Yeah, good morning. But also, she will always put makeup on every single day.
Well,
so if she's going out, she's going to be seeing people, she will put makeup on, whereas I may not.
I noticed that this morning.
What about you? Do you always wear your makeup?
Oh, yeah, every day. Every day.
So how far would you go? Do you think that we have been seduced by marketing and consumerism in that what we think is good for our skin? And it doesn't have to be just about your skin. It could be any kind of consumer product out there. What was the last time you bought something and you got home and thought, you know what, I don't know why I bought this, and actually maybe I've spent too much money and I could have got something that was of better value depending on my need, what your need is. And it's all about that, isn't it? Associating what your true need is, not what you feel your need is, because you're being told that,
and how we then justify that financially. I mean, the odd time where I have sort of purchased these wonder creams for friends of mine, when they've asked me to pop in, if I've been in London or America, and to get a specific product, I have been shocked by the price. There was one time I was in Boots in London buying some creams for a friend of mine. I got a £5 note out, Suzanne.
Which is like 30 dirhams.
Yeah, which is like 30 dirhams. I said, you're going to have to open your wallet more. It's more like £50.
Oh, wow. And okay, so more like 300 dirhams.
Yeah, more like 300. for what looked to me like a tiny, tiny sort of bottle of
cream.
Potion. Whatever it was.
Well, women will go to all nths of degrees to get that product if it's to do with their skin. Now, that's for sure. I certainly get my products from the UK. I don't buy them here because I can't get them here. And I have done that for a number of years. So I think it'll be interesting talking to our guests about the products that are coming into the UAE or the lack of products here. I mean, certainly what's come to our attention is you go into the malls and they're all the same shops, all the same brands pretty much. And what about if you want something a little bit different? What about if you want something that's completely organic? Can we get that here? Well, certainly Humankind is here, and we'll be finding out more about that in a little while. But yeah, I also want to ask them how transparent the company is. Is this not just a marketing tool? Because certainly when you're looking at companies and you know, ethical and being responsible and corporate and social responsibility and all these sort of terms, Although I'm not hearing so much about corporate and social responsibility recently, and I wonder if that's to do with the economic situation, but certainly a few years ago in the boom times, it seemed like every company suddenly had embraced the idea of CSR. And, you know, and I'm sure many of those companies were doing good things with the community, with charity, getting their staff involved and embraced into the whole idea of being responsible and socially aware and giving back. But I also wonder how much of it is just a new marketing way forward.
Hook. I mean, what's interesting, you say there's certain products that you can't necessarily buy into buy. I mean, again, you can probably answer this for me. Are there products that you can't get in London that you can get in Dubai? I mean, does it work both ways? Is it sort of localized marketing, or is it just the fact that some products aren't as fashionable in different parts of the world?
Maybe. I'm not sure about that. I would say that, wouldn't you, that here we've got most of the sort of Western stores in Dubai. Whether they're stocking the same products as you might find in Europe or in Australia or in America, I don't know. But yeah, are you a shopper? How discerning are you as a shopper? Do you really shop around? Do you get a very clear idea what you want, what you're after? Do you do the research? I mean, I've certainly got family members that are great shoppers. I'm not a great shopper. You know, I kind of know what I need, go and get it, and that's it. And occasionally I like to have a little wander around and, you know, window shop and see. But, you know, I have family members who are that's what their hobby is. They love to shop, and they will know exactly where the best value items are. And it's not just about getting a bargain for them. It's actually about knowing what they fancy, what they like, and going and buying it.
So it's a brand.
Yeah,
it's more of a brand. And if they can get a good purchase on that brand, they've done very well.
Exactly, and driven by brand and lifestyle. So again, it's coming back round to this: what do we think we need, and what do we actually need and one, and can we get it? So yeah, we'd love to hear from you this morning on 4001. What kind of shopper are you? What was the last product you bought that you really checked out, where it had come from, and how it was sourced? And you know, does it make a difference to you if you were in a shop and you were looking at two products and one was sourced responsibly and an ethical stamp on it, was a green product, something like that, versus the other, and maybe the other's slightly cheaper, would you just go for that product? What drives you to buy what you buy? Now, certainly if you're looking, and we're going to be talking about, first off today, about skincare products, you're looking at what you think your skin needs and what's going to give you the results that you want. And you will be led by what? By what you're told, by the marketing, or are you going to do your own homework? Do you look at what's in there, what the ingredients are, what the packaging is? Are you just driven by that? I mean, I was talking to a guest a few weeks ago regarding hair products, and they were saying, you know, with women, quite often it's just the colour coordination. That product's going to look nice in my bathroom rather than actually what it's going to do for me.
Because I would think that really what you should be looking at is the results. You know, regardless of the brand, unless there is a specific reason for buying a particular brand, environmental or whatever, if it's not working, why carry on?
And do you really pay attention to that? 4001 is the text number. Text here saying there's so much hype on scientific brands when some of the most natural and affordable products are the best. They're recommending some, and also saying that actually you can get some of these products in the high street stores.